I'm Jim Nolan, and this is my review of the album Pollinator by Compradore. To listen to the music of Cincinnati's Compradore is to experience something beyond what one might expect from many present-day indie bands. With their stunning, multi-layered guitar playing, highly intellectual lyrics, and exquisite rhythms, what you get from Compradore is more akin to the progressive rock of the 70s and 80s, but with a distinct 21st century twist. In a smile of light, an invitation to project a thought from a grill's gleam, and what face could betray no divergent in earnest scowl, joke unseemly. I don't trust myself when I view myself. Fake another smirk and a feeling bomb. Drained of any urge to act what I think. My true face is shrined in songs. Compradore released their first full-length album, Pollinator, on In-Store Recordings this summer. Pollinator is a follow-up and companion to their EP from last year entitled Voyeur, and in Pollinator, their intrinsic meshing of music and art continues and is escalated. Compradore grew out of the band Shadow Raptor when guitarist Charles Dardan hooked up with former members Aaron Collins and Neil Humphrey. The music that resulted from this evolution was a natural continuum of the expressionistic and experimental musical exploration that began at the multidisciplined Marburg Collective. Percussionist Aaron Collins lays down rhythm tracks on works such as Fear to Break and Speak Your Mind that are dazzling and dynamic in their delicious oddity, consistently keeping you on your toes. But he is equally adept at a straightforward rock beat, like in the song Temper. Right there with Collins in every shifting beat and changing tide is a revolving door of bass players that includes Dardan, Stephen Patota from the Happy Maladies, and Neil Vaughn Humphrey. The bass playing on Troubles and The Shadow Line lend a sense of depth and texture that make these songs a near sensual experience. The pure joy of listening to Pollinator comes in the vast dynamic range of Dardan's guitar performance. In songs like Elisional, he launches himself into the musical void and lets loose with screaming harmonics that send and return in a seemingly endless loop. And yet, in Pollinator, the title track, these screams are quickly transitioned to mimic the sound of somber tubular bells. Pollinator was recorded by John Kuntz at Audiodidact, with additional contributions from Lauren Parker and John Hoffman, and Michael Schenk from Audio Grotto. The mixing was done by John Dalvaux, and Dave Davis performed the final mastering of the album. In many respects, like a lot of progressive rock bands, Compradore is a musician's band. Those who know how to play can listen and watch and be mesmerized by the talent and performance of this three-piece outfit. However, I'm wary of slapping that label of prog rock onto them too heavily. There's a depth, a dynamism, and a purely artistic sense of exploration to both the components and the product of Compradore that is, in a word, transcendent. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Nolan.